So, welcome to this very special episode of the Welcome to Fatherhood podcast. I have the pleasure of having this conversation with my lovely wife, whose name shall still remain unsaid, although I think I've said your name on the podcast before. We're here because we're celebrating our son's third birthday when this episode releases. Right now, we're recording the night before his birthday because, you know, as parents, we have to put him to sleep first and then we get to do whatever we have to do. So how are you doing, babe?
I'm doing good.
Okay. As Juki would say, what are you feeling right now?
I'm very happy and excited, and I can't believe that we're here.
Yeah, we are here. We're going to have a three-year-old.
Correct.
What do you remember most about expecting him from 3 years ago?
I remember being very excited, but also very scared because of the whole COVID thing. And there was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknowns. So, but also very excited that we're welcoming our first child.
I was talking to someone the other day and I was remembering when we went to the anatomy scan and I saw him tilt his head backwards like he was stretching, and how that was the first time for me I felt like the pregnancy was not just, well, not that the pregnancy wasn't real, but that was the first time I felt like, wow, there's actually a baby in there and he's moving and that's my kid. And I felt really connected at that moment, and everything after that was like a blur, particularly that day going back to work and having the ultrasound, carrying the ultrasound with me, looking at it while I was on my way to work. I think I told you, I don't remember the walk from the train station. At that time, we were still catching the train.
It was right before everything changed.
Yes, it was right before everything
changed. Because you were still allowed to be in the ultrasound room.
And then right around March, we were perceivably 3 months away from his due date.
Correct.
Right? Because his due date was June 7th. So we were about 3 months away from his due date when the pandemic got declared.
Correct.
And then all of that uncertainty that you were talking about started to settle in, because now all of the appointments that we had, the remaining appointments, were canceled or turned into...
Well, they were solo. You were not able to come with me. You were not allowed.
Well, even before that, it was like telehealth stuff. No? They were still letting people go to appointments?
You're talking about before COVID?
No, like after COVID.
After COVid, yes.
Yeah, once the pandemic got declared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but I still had in person because I was further along.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep, you're right. Oh, yeah, because I remember waiting for you in the car that one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Oh, what a weird time.
Scary.
Holy smokes. Yeah, that was weird. So we've been his parents for 3 years now.
Yep.
How would you characterize the past 3 years for you?
They've been full of excitement, full of life, full of worry, anxiety at times, and but mostly fun to see him grow, his development, his personality, how he changes. It's been great overall.
You said the word great. No parent believes you when you say great.
No, it's been great. It's been great. We've had, of course, our challenges, but overall, it's been great. He's such a great kid.
He is a great kid.
He's so loving, so caring, such an inquisitive child, so curious.
Yes, he is. He is all of those things. it's been fascinating to see his development over the past 3 years and how extensive his vocabulary has gotten. To your point, how curious he is, how fiercely independent he has gotten and is becoming, how, I don't want to say rebellious, but he definitely pushes the boundaries. He pushes the boundaries. He digs his heels in and like he picks so many hills to die on that are just not worth it. But he doesn't know how to differentiate between that yet.
That's a toddler for you.
He is a typical toddler. So in the last 3 years, give me one or two of your favorite moments, memories, something that he has said or done that surprised you.
Oh, wow. There's so many things.
Are you getting emotional?
Yes.
Yes. It's okay.
There's so many memories.
Well, give me one where he might have done or said something that caught you off guard.
Lately, he's been telling me that he loves me just randomly, which is just awesome. He just walks up to me and says, "Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I miss you." And that just melts my heart. He just melts me.
He has you wrapped around his finger.
And not all the time.
He got you wrapped around his finger.
At times.
I'm thinking about the one time when I come out the shower and I'm putting on some Dio and he's sitting on the bed with you and he had a onesie on and he's trying to zip up his onesie and for whatever reason he couldn't. And then I'm minding my own business and then he's like, "Daddy." And I go, "Yeah, buddy." And he says, without skipping a beat, "This jaw don't work."
Yeah, he got that from you.
And I'm like, "Wait, what did you say?" And I turn to look at him and you have this look on your face like, "Are you kidding me?" And I said, "Wait, what did you say?" And he was just like unbothered, as if there was nothing happening. This was just a typical conversation that we have. "This joint don't work, Daddy."
Yep, that's our child.
And for those who don't understand the slang in Philly where we live, John is one of those words, colloquial words, that means whatever you want it to mean. It can be a verb, it could be a noun, it could be an adverb, it could be an adjective, it could be whatever you want it to be. John is the John. So for him to just pick up on that and say that at that time, in that context, in that way, that was hilarious. Yeah. Does that jog your memory? Do you have something now?
That was a few weeks ago when I think he asked me where you were. And I said, "Oh, Daddy's downstairs." And then he said, "Mommy, I don't believe you." And I couldn't believe he said that to me. I couldn't believe he had the audacity to tell me that he didn't believe me, that I was like calling me pretty much a liar.
Well, he didn't call you a liar. He just said you weren't believable.
I'm a bad liar anyways.
He has these expressions that he says at the right time.
Correct. A lot of the words that he knows, I don't even know how he knows them.
Yeah.
How he picks them up and he uses them appropriately.
In context.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he hasn't gone to school yet.
No.
We're thinking about sending him to school later this year.
Correct.
Which would be a huge change. I think we're all going to have a moment where we're going to need either a few margaritas or whatever. But yeah, since he's been born, he's been home with us. And just to see how extensive his vocabulary is and how creative, and just really sophisticated.
Yeah, for his age.
I mean, we read to him, and that's something that we've done since he was born.
Correct.
Right? We've read to him. He loves to read, or he loves to have us read to him, rather. But, you know, I want to say that's a part of it, but then there are words that, like you say, he picks up. And it's not like we let him watch TV. He doesn't have a tablet, like none of those things. Like we've been pretty guarded about what we expose him to in terms of television and how long and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
So he just wakes up and he learns a new word in his sleep, it seems like.
Correct. Just like when he started saying, "So mommy."
So daddy, I want to play with the cars. Okay.
Also when he started using because.
It's like dealing with a little adult.
Yes.
Who doesn't pay rent. He ain't got no bills, but he has all the demands.
Yeah.
He gets that from your side of the family.
No. Half and half.
Negative.
No.
I am not that demanding.
You can be with certain things.
But do you know your father, my father-in-law?
Do you know your mother?
Dang, that's true. What?
Mother-in-law?
Yeah, that's the best combination, huh? Mm-hmm.
He has such a strong personality.
He does have a strong personality.
From our parents.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have strong personalities too.
True. But theirs is stronger.
Yeah, but the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
That's for a different episode.
Nah, that apple definitely fell like right next to the tree. We obviously have a second child, and part of our concern was introducing or big bro to little bro.
Yes.
So how do you think he handled that transition once we brought little bro home?
I think for his age, he handled it very well. He was very curious, loving, caring. He wanted to hold him. He wanted to kiss him. I think it became like a reality for him. All that time that we were preparing him for his little brother's arrival. So now that we introduced him, and it's like, oh, so it was kind of like clicking. But then also at the same time, he was like, am I going to lose my mom, my mommy, and my daddy? So he did really well. He tries to be gentle.
Yeah.
So sweet. And what caught me off guard, not off guard, but when little bro would be crying and he would come over and be like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. It's okay. Big bro's here.
Mommy and daddy are here.
Yeah, mommy and daddy are here trying to soothe him. Mm-hmm. That melted my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unprompted. He did it all by himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously still struggling at times.
Yeah.
But I was saying this to someone recently. I don't know what the worst case scenario is, but I know we didn't have the worst case scenario. Like, we had some difficulties, obviously, because we were introducing a new member of the family. And like you said, he had been with us his whole life. And this new creature comes along and he ain't going back, you know, and we're carrying him and he's sleeping in the room with mommy and daddy. But Juki has to go and sleep in his room. Oh, talk about that one time that you put him to sleep. And then he asked you that question.
Oh. Yeah, I went to put him to bed and he was like, well, you, daddy, and little bro are in a room together and I'm here all by myself. And that made me so sad. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, I have daddy and your baby brother and you're here all alone. And that night at the, I spend extra time with him. I let him fall asleep before I left because I just felt so bad and it made me really sad.
He's very perceptive too.
Correct. For him to recognize that, to realize that, that we're all in a room together, but he's all by himself. Like, why is he alone? Why is he being separated?
Yeah.
Which for his age is like, wow, very impressive.
Yeah. This morning, after he came to the room, you guys were still sleeping and he was, you know, in the, he was sleeping between us. And I turned around and I looked at him and I was just so captivated by his innocence. I was just so captivated by just how beautiful a kid he is. And I still can't believe that he's here, that we get to parent him and he's our child and we're responsible for him. I mean, it still feels very surreal that we are his parents. And now with little bro in the mix, it just feels surreal that we are their parents. You know what I mean? But I feel this affinity towards Juki because not only is he the one who gave me the gift of being a father, but it's like, I feel like the first 2 years of his life, he's put me through the ringer. All of his ways, the tantrums, the crying, the whining, the just, he's a very emotional kid. And he requires a lot of emotional energy, not just the physical energy, because he's just a ball of energy himself. I mean, he wakes up and it's demands and questions. He requires a lot of emotional energy.
Yeah, he can be very intense.
He is very intense.
Not all the time.
Nah, fam. He is very intense. Even the times when he looks like he's napping intensely. So much so that he's sweating.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He has his intense moments.
But low homie's sleeping and he is like sweating. Like, bro, chill, man. Just rest. And then he wakes up and then he either wakes up, I don't think he ever wakes up in a neutral state. He's either really happy when he wakes up.
Or really upset.
Or he is pissed.
I think he's hungry when he wakes up. I think that's what it is. When he wakes up from a nap, he's hungry.
He's hangry.
Yes. So he gets hangry. And it manifests in tantrums, in a lot of emotional behaviors.
Low homie just want to kill you when he wakes up.
After you get him to eat. And
he's your best friend.
He's totally normal.
Man, I wonder where he got that from.
When he's tired. But those are typical toddler behaviors.
I wonder where he got that from.
He's still regulating his emotions. That's going to take a while.
Apparently, I was like that as a kid.
Well, there you go.
But I doubt he got that from me.
There's your answer.
Apparently, I wouldn't talk to anybody when I was hangry. But he's the opposite. He not only want to talk to you, but he want to shank you until you feed him.
Well, he cranks up the pressure.
Is there something that he used to do or that you used to do with him that now that he has grown or is growing, he's kind of grown out of it and you kind of miss it?
Not really.
Okay.
Because he's still very attached to me. He follows me everywhere I go. Even today, you saw how many times I had to carry him.
I mean, you guys did spend the whole day today because you were doing his hair.
Correct. But he wanted me to carry him every single time. And now he tells me to put his little brother down so I can carry him.
Well, I think that's part of the regression, though.
Yeah.
Because especially when he sees, when little bro is awake, I've seen it in him that he is happy that little bro is awake, but he's also annoyed that little bro is awake.
Yeah, because he wants the attention, or he's competing for the attention.
Yeah.
You know, carry him. And he wants me to do things, not you. He wants me. Put his help him with his clothes, help feeding, whatever it is. He want, no, I want mommy.
Because he knows he can get away with it with you. I don't play that game.
I don't think so.
I do.
But I spend most of the time with him.
So
I don't let him get, you think I let him get away with
it? No. That's not what I'm not saying that you let him get away. I'm saying he thinks he can get away with it with you.
Maybe.
Because he would whine and cry and ask you to feed him. And then all the while he's looking at where daddy at. Because the moment he catches my eye, he goes straight for that fork. And he's like, you know what? Today's a good day to feed myself.
I guess he knows I have a very soft spot for him.
Wrapped around his fingers.
I wouldn't say that.
Like a Christmas gift.
But also, he is not so intense with you as he is with me. The intensity, it's...
He gets excessive with you because it's like, mommy, 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 correct, mommy, 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 mommy.
It's nonstop. So I have to pick my battles with him.
Well, yeah, I be duking it out sometimes, though.
Yeah, because when I'm fed up, I'm fed up. I'm done.
I've been trying to encourage you to stop asking the why question because it keeps backfiring. You just refuse to listen.
I just don't understand.
You fall
I just
for
don't
it.
Understand. Why?
You fall for it every
time.
We both
ask why. I guess he gets it from me. Because everything that I tell him is why, mommy? Why? Why? And I do the same. Like, why are you doing this? Why?
You would be like, why did you put the shoe on the table? Because I put the shoe on the table. And I'm like, that's what you deserve. Because you keep asking the why question.
Because I think, I don't know, somewhere in my mind, I think that he's going to give me a logical answer.
Sure. Good luck. At 2 years old. Turning three. Sure.
He just acts and looks older.
Yes.
So maybe that's what I'm having a hard time with.
He looks very mature.
Like, hey, he's still two.
Yeah. Yes.
He's not four.
Yes. Because remember when we went to get him the shoes recently while we were at the mall, the young lady who was helping us get the shoes, she was like, you know, I know he's probably younger than what he looks, but how old is he? And it caught me off guard that she said that, but I was like, I mean, yeah, for crying out loud, look at him. He doesn't look like a two-year-old, you know? He looks like a four-year-old, if anything.
Correct, and how he acts as well, too.
But then at times he wants to act like he's 6 months old. Like, bro, get up, man. Like, this morning, after, what, the 20th time asking him to put his underwear on? Oh, so can we give him kudos for the whole potty training thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
He's doing really well.
I mean, we haven't had to chase him around for him to, you know, potty train. It's like he decided one day, I'm ready to take this potty training thing seriously.
Well, we introduced it to him pretty early on. We started working on that.
So. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he just picked it up and he was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I was remembering when we went to Fresh Cafe the one time. Eden was probably, what, month and a half? No.
Not even.
No, like two? Mm-hmm. Like 2 months, right?
Yeah,
about a month and a half, 2 months. And Juki needed to go potty. And I was like, oh, dude, it's okay. You have your pull-up on. Just go ahead and do it. And he was like, no, daddy, the poopy's coming out.
Once you get used to not having that, it's very uncomfortable.
And I was like, oh, okay. Like, let's go then.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in months.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's still...
He's a different story.
Yeah, he's still peeping on himself, but occasionally.
True.
Like every blue moon or so.
Yeah.
Right? We've been pretty good. And even the times when I forget, it's not like he goes and pees on himself. He either holds it in or, you know, he waits until he... And he's like, I need to go use the potty. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go use the potty.
Correct.
But... When the poopy's coming out, he lets you know.
Yeah,
the poopy's coming out.
He's been really good with that.
Yeah. So kudos to you, son. Kudos to you. I can't take any credit for that. Kudos to you. I'm so proud of that kid.
Me too.
I am very proud of him. For me, I'm trying to strike the balance between giving him instruction and direction and cultivating the gifts that he is pre-programmed with in a way that doesn't throw any cold water on the fire that he is, but also not letting things get out of control, right? Without any structure or guidance or anything like that. And it's finding that fine line. It's finding the right combination. It's finding the right groove, you know, whatever metaphor you want to add. But I've learned so much from him. Like, he's taught me so much. He's made me a better person. There are times when I have an interaction with him that I handled poorly. And I'm like, man, I handled that really, really, really poorly. Like, I feel the need. My conscience wouldn't just let me hang out and not go and rectify things with them. And I love now that our nightly routine for the most part is he starts asking me, so daddy, how was your day? Or daddy, what are you feeling right now?
Yeah.
You know, daddy, let's talk about this. Or if I bring something up to him, now his memory is starting to shape where he actually remembers things throughout the day, or he remembers things from, yeah. For him, anything that's not today is yesterday.
Correct.
So we're still working on that. But whatever yesterday is for him, he remembers things from yesterday, whether it is the 24-hour period before, whether it was 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
Or whatever the case is. Whatever he means by yesterday, he remembers. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool to, you know, recall things from yesterday and talk to him about it and that kind of stuff. So it's been fun. He's helped me evaluate myself in ways that I truly appreciate. As we celebrate his birthday, what message would you like for him to hear? What words would you like to share with your 3-year-old son?
I would like to share with him that I love him dearly, that I'm proud of him. He makes me so happy every single day. And he's the best. He's my little buddy. He made me a mother, and I'm so proud of him. Of everything he does. And
not everything he does.
Well, not everything, but that I'm truly blessed to be his mother.
He was trying to put a car up his butt yesterday. Like, that's not cool.
Let's not forget that he's just turning 3.
Yeah, but to put a car up your butt, I mean, you got to give me a break. Got to give me a break.
I mean, he's obsessed with his booty and poopy and all that kind of stuff. It's his age.
Well, I wouldn't say...
Plus his cousins as well, too. All his cousins.
I wouldn't say it's just an age thing. Because even to a grown man, you say booty or poopy, and we chuckle. Case in point.
I don't find the fascination, but.
It's a guy thing. Well, Juki, daddy wants to tell you that I am proud of you. I love you very much. You have made me into a better man. You've turned me into a more conscious person. I've learned more from you. I've learned more from you than I could ever teach you. You're the reason. You, your brother, are the reasons why I want to accomplish so much more than I thought I would ever want to accomplish. And I am just so blessed to parent you and see you grow and develop into the wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful little boy that you are. So happy birthday, little buddy. Happy birthday, Captain. Daddy loves you. I'm proud of you. Que Dios te bendiga. And as always, out of all the Jukis in the world, your daddy's favorite Juki. Now he has me say all these other weird things. Skunky monkey and captain and squeaky, whatever. So our routine changes occasionally, but that remains a staple. He tried to hit me with the bro yesterday.
Well, that's because you say it all the time.
Homie, he was like, let's go, bro. I said, listen, man.
I heard you when you told him, like, don't call me bro.
I'm like, don't call me bro. I'm your dad. You call me dad. Don't call me bro. Even though I allow him to call me baby boy. I mean, I don't understand what the rhyme or reason is. Because, you know, his Theo calls him baby boy. And then in imitating his Theo, I'm like, what's up, baby boy? And then he says it back to me. So at one point, he just called me that randomly. And I was like, getting ready to tell him, don't call me baby boy. But then I thought, I mean, I've called him baby boy. And it was okay when he did it like 24 hours prior. So why is it not cool now?
All right. Well, he doesn't know.
I know.
He's just learning.
It's just that, you know. He
you
called.
You were not expecting that.
He called me bro, homie.
I mean, but you always, yo, bro. That's what he hears. So but he's trying to be like daddy.
But I'm talking to my bros.
He doesn't know the difference. He doesn't have bros.
He got a little bro.
Well, now he does.
And he got cousins.
Yeah.
That I are mean, his
well,
bros.
He calls his cousins sometimes, yo, bro.
I'm like, nah, fam, don't call me bro.
He tried to call me that.
No way. I wonder where he gets that from.
I wonder.
Listen, bro, don't call me bro. Don't call me bro. I'm your dad. You call me daddy. Or like you used to call me before, daddy. Day. Day. Daddy. Day. Day. Anyway, Juki, we love you, buddy. God bless you. Happy third birthday. You are the most brilliant three-year-old that I know. And when I grow up, I want to be like you someday. Thank you, my love, for having this conversation with me as we reflect on the past 3 years with our beautiful baby boy. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to pick your brain. And thank you for making such a beautiful, beautiful child.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love too.
Say A.
Don't say A.
B.
A.
B.
Oh, it comes out
front. Don't say that.
Don't you don't say that.
Mm-mm.
In a few days.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. What do you need, Juki? What is that? I don't know what la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la is. Is it a la 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 la?
I just farted.
Oh, you just farted?
Yeah.
Are you stinky booty? Oh, you stinky booty.
Daddy, yeah. I fart.
You tootied?
No, I fart.
You tootied tootied?
Yes, I just fart.
You tootied?
Yeah, I just tooted. I just fart.
Such a boy.
Andy, I just fart.
Okay. Did you say excuse me?
No.
You got stinky?
Yeah.
Is it a stinky fart?
Yeah. It's a stinky fart. It's a stinky fart.
Is it a stinky, stinky, stinky fart?
Yeah.
It's not funny that I have a banana?
No, that's not funny.
So what is it?
It's not true, and that's not funny.
Is it respectful?
Yeah.
Is it disrespectful?
Yeah. That's respect the banana.
Oh, I'm not respecting the banana?
That's not funny.
Am I respecting the banana?
No. That's not funny. You have to say sorry to the banana.
I have to say sorry to the banana?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, banana.
And apologize for peeling you.
I apologize for peeling you.
And that is not funny. That's not funny.